We are beginning tonight's shiur in Siman Kuf Tzadi Zayin. We are up to Siv Gimel, the second line on page Kuf Aleph, the page after 200. The Mechaber says in Siv Gimel, HaMitzdarif Tzarech Levarech Bracha Achrona Amasha Ochal. Coming off of Siv Beis, where we discussed that you have nine people that ate bread and one person that ate vegetables or drank some kind of drink, that the person who did not have bread could be mitzdaref to the 10. So the Mechaber tells us in Sif Gimel that when you have this person being mitzdaref and he does not require birchas hamazon, he needs to make his own bracha achrona on that which he ate. The eino niftar bebirchas hamazon shel elu, and he's not going to be potter with the benching of the other nine. Bamedvar mamurim desagi b'chol machal. And when is it true that the additional person could be mitzdaref with any food, litzdaref la'asara? That's only to join together to make the number 10. Aval shlosha eino mitzdaref ad shiyochal kazayis pas. But when it comes to a zimun of three, and you need the third person to join together, he cannot join together unless he eats bread. So the Mechaber tells us here, two nekudos. Number one is the person who's joining in to be mitzdaref to the minyan who did not eat bread needs to make a bracha achrona on whatever food he ate. And then he tells us that din that the 10th person could be mitzdaref with other foods besides bread, that's dafka to a zimun of 10. But to have some mitzdaref to create a zimun of 3, he will not join together unless he has pas. That's opinion number one. V'yesh omrim de bekezayis dogon mahani afilu eino pas. There are those who say that if he has a kezayis of dogon, of mizonos, that will help even if it's not bread. A little more lenient. V'yesh omrim, and some are even more lenient, to be yorak u'b'chol ma'achal mahani, that even with vegetables or any food would be enough. So we have three shitas, either to be mitzdarif for 3, you have to have bread, or you have to have a kezayis of dogon, or if you have yorak or any machal, it would be enough. Those are the three shitas. Continues the Mechaber and he says, Hilkach, therefore, shnayim she'ochlu u'bo shlishi. If two people ate, and now the third one comes along, im yecholim lahaskiko she'yochol kezayis pas mutov. If they can convince him to join together in the achila by eating a kezayis of bread, that's great. V'im eino rotze, if he doesn't want to eat bread, lo yitnu lo lishtos v'lo machal acher. They should avoid this machlokes and the suffix, and they should not give him a drink, and they should not give him other foods. But if it happened b'di'evet that they gave him other foods to eat or they gave him a drink, yizamnu imo afal pi she'eino rotze le'achol pas, then they can rely on the other shitas and you can make a zimun with him being number 3 even though he doesn't want to eat bread. So let's see now the Mishnah Berurah in the beginning of Sif Gimel, Sif Katan Tezvav. So he said in the Mechaber, again going back as a continuation of the Sif before, that those who are being mitzdarif to the number 10 need to make a bracha achrona on their own foods if they're not eating bread. So says the Mishnah Berurah, Tzarech Levarich, La'achar Shegomar Lishmoa Birchas Azimun. After they finish hearing Birchas Azimun, Ayin Shom the Machlokas of Mechaber and Ramah that we saw already and we'll still see shortly. But after the Birchas Azimun, then they would go ahead and make their own bracha. Sif Kodan Tazayin says, on that which the Mechaber says, they're not nifter with the Birchas HaMazon. Rotzalom Ramitza say, Afilu im yirtza l'chavein lotzeis b'Birchas HaMazon gam keim lomhani. Even if you want to just listen and be mechavein to be yotzei with the benching, it also won't work. Because we hold, like we'll see later in Siman Reish Ches, the Ein Birchas Shlosha Poteres Me'ein Shlosha. That the Birchas Shlosha, which is benching, does not pater Me'ein Shlosha, which is Alamichya, or any of the other things that require a Me'ein Shalosh. Velo Birchas Barna Fashos Rabos. And the benching also doesn't pater something that requires Barna Fashos. However, even though we say in general, benching doesn't pater other foods that require a different bracha achrona, but if you ate tamarim dates, or you drank yayin wine, b'vadai mahani b'di'evid, there for sure the benching would cover it b'di'evid, because we hold in Siman Reish Ches, din b'di'evid b'erach aleh and b'erach samazon yotza, that these particular foods, dates and wine, that if you b'di'evid made it b'erach samazon, you are yotzei. And according to that which many achronim paskin over there, that even daisa porridge, if you made a bracha achrona of brachas hamazon on a yotze, so gam b'daisa din hachi. So by daisa also, if you want to listen to the benching, you could be yotze as well b'diyeved, because that could get covered by the brachas hamazon. The cause of the Magen Avraham, the Magen Avraham writes, the mikom makom lechatchila yechaven b'hem shelolotzeis the brachas hamazon. Lechatchila, one should have kavana if he ate other foods not to be yotzei with the brachas hamazon. The tzarich levarich al kol min brachasu haruuya lo, because you have to make a bracha achron on each food that's fitting to that food, and therefore the Mishabura is telling us over here that those people that ate the other foods who are listening to benching, they should not be yotzei with the benching, because benching does not cover foods that require an alamichya or a bar nefashos. But those particular foods of date and wine and possibly daisa that are covered b'dieved with the brachas hamazon, so then b'dieved it would be okay to have in mind to be yotzei with the benching. But otherwise you have to make your own bracha achrona, even though you're being mitzareich to the zimun of 10. And then the Mechaber told us that when is it true that you can eat other foods? That's lehitzarif la'asara, that's the join in the zimun with 10. Says the Mishabura in Sefkotin Yudzayim, the belav didei yesh chiyuv zimun min ha'ochlim pas, because even without you, there is already a chiyuv zimun from those who ate bread. Ve'lo ba'in and lay elo la'askaras Hashem. They only need you to add on the askaras Hashem to the already existing chiyuv zimun. And therefore, we are more lenient and you can eat other foods. But if you want to join in to create the Chiyuv Zimun, then we said in the Mechaber, an opinion of one, Yata V'Kazayas Pas, Sifkot and Yudches, to Mukhuya B'Birchas HaMazon, which would require you to make a Birchas HaMazon. Opinion number two, we said, was even a Kazayas Dogon will help without bread, Sifkot and Yudches, Hainu Kigon Daisa V'Kayotze Bo M'Mine Mazon Shechayv L'Varach Olav Bracha Achas V'In Shalosh. For example, like Daisa or any other foods that will require a Me'in Shalosh afterwards. And the third opinion was that a yerek or any other food will help. Says the Mishabura in Sifkat and Chaf, V'hu adin shtia, and so too a drink would help. The kanal b'siv beiz l'inyan asara, just like we said in Siv beiz l'gabi mi misarif to 10, that a drink besides water would work. So here, according to the third opinion, which is the most lenient, just like you could have a yerek or other foods, you also could have a drink besides water. V'tam de'azu, the reason for this shita is the svira la. They hold the le'inyan seref le'zimun akilu gam le'inyan shlosha, that when it comes to being mitzarei for a zimun, they were lenient even by three. Kevan sheshnayim mehen achlu pas, since two people already ate bread, umuchuyavim bebrechas hamazon, and they're already required to make a brechas hamazon, v'husha shlishi achal kazayas, the only requirement, according to the third opinion, is that the third person who's joining them has to at least eat a kazayas, shemuchuyav alkol ponim levarach bracha achrona. He has to have eaten at least a kazayas, so he's required to make at least his own bracha achrona, and that will allow him to be mitzareif. And therefore, once we brought down the three opinions, the Mechaber says, if two people ate bread, and the third one comes along, they should really try to convince him to eat bread. Says the Mishabura, if Kodon Chaf Alev Hilka Shnayim, whom Midivri HaMechaber LaAchriya Bein Ashitos. This is the Mechaber coming to make decisions amongst different opinions, and he says as follows, the Lechavchilo Yesh Lezarzo Sheyocho Pas Dafka. The Lechavchilo, you should encourage him to eat specifically bread, Kedei Lotzeis Yedei Dei Arishona, in order to satisfy the first opinion. Vim Eino Rotsa, and if he doesn't want to eat bread, lo yitnu lo klal, try not to give him anything. Kedesh lahachnis atzmo l'svek chiyuv, in order to avoid the possibility of a svek chiyuv, because if he has bread, he's chayav according to everyone. But if he starts eating other foods, then it's a machlokes, so it's better to have bread or to have nothing. Ach b'di'evet im eira shenosnu lo eiza dover she'eno pas, b'di'evet, if you gave him something that was not bread, tzarech lochush l'dei ashnia ulazamin imo, then you have to be worried for the second opinion and make the zimin with him. Interesting, he says, the second opinion, which is mashma, that you just gave him things that required a birchas mein shalosh. And Sifkot Nochav Beis is going on the last thing the Mechaber told us, that if he doesn't want to eat the bread, you shouldn't give him to drink or any other food. The achshav nuhagim, now our minhag is, she'im lo ratza le'achol pas, that if in fact the third person does not want to eat bread, nosnim lo lechatchila lishtos o le'achol eizadavar, our minhag is that lechatchila, we do give him a drink or something to eat, ukedeya achrona. So lemaisa, we're knowing nowadays, like the third opinion, that the same way to be mitzari for 10 you could have any kind of food, so too when it comes to the zimun of 3 to be mitzari, if you also can have any kind of food, and therefore even though you can encourage him to have bread, that is yotze, all the shitas, but you don't have to try to convince him not to have other foods. L'chadchila, you can give him other foods, you can give him a drink, and he would be mitzarif to a zimun of 3. Continues the Shulchan Aruch weiter in Sif Dalet. Chaverim she'achlu ke'echad. Friends that ate together as one. Kitzasam achlu k'dei svia uktzasam lo achlu ela kazayas. Some of the chevra ate till they were full, and some of the chevra only ate a kazayas. Im kulam yodim levarech, if they all know how to bench, mitzvah shiyavarech oso sha'achal, then it's a mitzvah for the one who ate k'dei svia to lead the benching v'yotzi asacher, and he should be mostly the others. Vim ein yodim kulam levarech, but if not everyone knows how to bench, mi sha'achal kazayas yachal lahotzi af osam sha'achlu k'dei svia. Then we could even have the person who ate only a kazayas be motzi those who ate a k'dei svia. We'll stop over there for today's shir, and the Mechaber will see the Ramah in the next shir, but let's see now the Mishabura back to the beginning of Sif Dalet, Sif Katan Chav Gimel. So he said to the Mechaber that friends that ate together as one, some ate till they were full, some ate only a kezayas, and they all know how to bench, so it's a mitzvah shiyavarech oso sh'ach ha'kdei sviya v'yotzi asacherim. Says the Mishabura, the cave on the harbe mehem achlu k'dei sviya, since many of the people that are part of the group ate till they were full, umechu yavim b'birchas ha-mazom in ha-torah, and they're chayim and benching midaraisa. So says the Mishabura, mutav sheyotziyem gam kem oso sh'ocha k'dei sviya umechu yavim ha-torah kam oso. Therefore, it's good to have the one to be motzi them also someone who ate till he was full, who's chayim midaraisa, and therefore you could have a daraisa pattering up a daraisa. And in the Shaar Tzion, in Oz Tes Vav, he writes, Umikomoko mashmud hu eino li'ikuva, rak mitzvah l'chadchila. It's mashmud from the Mechaber, that it's not actually ma'akev to have one who ate till he was full, who's chayiv da'oraisa, the path of the others who are chayiv da'oraisa. It's mashmud, it's not li'ikuva, only l'chadchila. I mean, the cost of the Mechaber, loshon mitzvah. After all, the loshon of the Mechaber is mitzvah shivarach oso, it's mashmud, it's only a din l'chadchila. V'chein loshon ze isa b'rishonim, this is the loshon that Rishonim use, that it is a din lechatchila, but it is a ma'akev to have the one who ate k'dei sviya to part to the others who ate a k'dei sviya. Continues the Mishabura and says, "V'kasu ha'achronim le'achronim right dekol ze imotziam bebirchas ha'mazom." This whole discussion in the Mechaber and Sif Dalet that one person is going to be motzi others and we should choose one who ate a k'dei sviya lechatchila to be motzi the others who also ate a k'dei sviya. That's only if you're actually being motzi them in benching. But if each person is really benching by himself, just one is going to lead the zeman for everyone, then we're not so makbid. And then even one who ate only kazayas could lead the zeman to be motzi even those who ate a k'dei sviya. Now on that there's an interesting Shaar Tzion, and that's Oz Tes Zayin. Why is it only by the benching that we're so makbid that if they ate a k'dei sviya, the one to be motzi them in benching should also eat a k'dei sviya? But when it comes to zimun, even though they ate a k'dei sviya, the one leading the zimun could eat just a kezayas. Why is that? So says the Shaar Tzion and Oz Tes Zayin, the birchas zimun the rov posim hu midrabanan. Says the Chafetz Chaim, the birchas zimun according to most posim is only midrabanan. And therefore the whole thing is only midrabanan, so therefore it's okay to have one who only ate a shir birchas hamazon midrabanan to be motzi even those who ate a k'dei sviya, because the zimun for everyone is only midrabanan. However, if you look at note 23, it brings down from the Chazon Ish, the Chazon Ish takes issue with this Chafetz Chaim, and he writes, she'enu yodea mihema rov haposkim. He doesn't know who these rov poskim that the Chafetz Chaim is talking about. Uleshitaso birchas hazimun midaraisa. And according to the Chazon Ish, he argues with the Chafetz Chaim, and he says that birchas hazimun, in fact, is daraisa. Therefore, it would come out according to the Chazon Ish, the same way that when it comes to benching, you should have someone who ate a shir sviya, be motzi those who ate a shir sviya, you should also, lechatchila, have a person who ate a k'dei sviya to be motzi in zimun those who ate a k'dei sviya. Continues the Mishneh Berurah in Sif Katan Chav Dalet. So the Mechaber had said, after he said it's a mitzvah that the one who leads the benching should have eaten a k'dei sviya to be motzi those who have a chiv daraisa. But the Mechaber said, "V'im ein yodim kulam levarich." But if not everyone knows how to bench, so then it's okay for one who ate a kezayas to be motzi even those who ate a k'dei sviya. So says the Mishabur in Chav Dalet Yochel Lohotzi, Dimenat Torah Yochel Lohotzi Chaveru Beberchas Hamazon Afal Pishlocha Klal. Really, from the Torah's point of view, you can be motzi your friend in benching even though you ate nothing. Kevan Shechaveru Kfar Ochel V'chayv Levarich. Since your friend already ate and he's chayv in benching, the Kol Yisrael Arevim Zebazeh, and really all Kol Yisrael is guarantors for each other. We each have a chiyuv to make sure the other one fulfills his mitzvah. And therefore, if Reuven ate a suda, even though Shimon didn't eat anything, Shimon is commanded to make sure that Reuven has benching, and therefore midaraisa, Shimon could bench to be motzi Reuven. Ela mipnesha omer sheker b'masha omer she'achalnu. Just that a person who's going to lead the benching and say baruch she'achalnu to be motzi someone who ate, when the person saying it didn't eat, v'lo achal, it's going to be a sheker because he didn't eat. He's saying baruch she'achalnu, we ate from him, and it's not true. And therefore, it's richu chachomim sheyocho kazayis mitchila. Therefore, Chazal required that for one to lead the benching, he has to have had a kazayis. So therefore, we're saying over here that really midaraisa, I can be motzi my friend in benching even if I don't eat anything. But since it looks like a sheker by saying baruch shachanu, so we require that I at least have a chiyav midrabanan of eating a kazayis. V'ayim b'magen Avram shem mistapik. And look at the Magen Avram where he is in doubt. The Lefize, according to this, imheim rak shnayim, if there's only two people that ate, and there's no zimun, and therefore if there's no zimun, there's no baruch she'achalnu, and therefore there's no milchsi kishikra. So according to this, if it's only two people, the belav hochi eina mezamnim, and therefore anyway they're not making a zimun, so efshe the yochel hotzi chaveru she'enu yudea levarich, then maybe you can be motzi your friend who doesn't know how to bench, afilu im lo'ach ha'klal. Even if you didn't eat anything, maybe you can motzi him. Because the Mishabura, after all, just told us the whole reason why I shouldn't be motzi my friend if I didn't eat is because it's a milsik hashikra. But that's only if there's a zima where I'm saying baruch she'achalnu. But if there's no zima, I'm just benching straight up for my friend, there it's mashma that it would be okay for me to bench for him, even though I ate nothing. However, even though Magen Avram says that, umetzadei lahachmir, but he does come out with the tzad that one should be machmir. The chen kosa bel yirabba. So to rise el yirabba, the midirabbonon b'chol gavni ein echad motzi chaveo bebirchas hamozon, that in all cases, one should not be motzi his friend in benching, eluim kein hu gam kein mechuyah bedover, unless he is also one who is mechuyah bedover, meaning he ate. The chen muchah behedio b'chidushi ha-ro'ol u'brachos u'beritva rosh hashanah chavtes u'beshitum b'kubetzes brachos tav memches ayin shom. So let's look now at note number 24. And so too, the Mishabura writes later on the words of the Shulchan Aruch, "Shein ha-mavarach motzi acherim elu imkein yochal v'yishtei imohem," that one cannot bench and be motzi others unless he ate and drank with them. Shedin zeh shayach b'im b'bracha rishona b'im b'bracha achrona. We say over there that this din applies both for gabi being motzi them in the bracha rishona and the bracha achrona. However, that will all change if the person that you're benching for will repeat after you word for word. Because there the Shulchan Aruch tells us later in Tav Pei Dalet Shemutter, there it is okay, even though you didn't eat. Because that way he's really benching on his own. Aye, but you're benching without having an achil, and you're not being motzi him, he's benching himself. Obira Mishnebura Shana, the Mishnebura explains over there, Shlonechsha Brach Levatola, that would not be considered a Brach Levatola. Kevon Shurak Melanda Levarach, since you are teaching him, you're being mechanechim and had a bench, therefore, even though you're not actually benching for yourself, you're not being motzi him, he's really benching for himself by repeating at you mila b'mila, but lamaisa, since you're assisting him in repeating at you mila b'mila, that's me melanda levarich, and therefore that would not be considered a brach levatala. We'll stop here, and Amir Tzashem, in the next year, we'll continue with the Ramah, we'll finish the siman, and Amir Tzashem will begin the next siman.